Footballer to Stop Taking Knee, Brands BLM Marxist Group Pushing Racial Unrest. By Jack Montgomery on February 20, 2021. Nottingham Forest footballer Lyle Taylor has said he will no longer be taking a knee for the Black Lives Matter movement before matches, branding it a Marxist group that pushes racial unrest. "I took the decision because I felt that enough was enough. Not enough people have looked into the organization that has brought this all to the fore," said the sportsman in an interview on the LBC radio station. "I said before that I agree with the message that Black lives do matter and something needs to be done about that to actually teach the message that the racial inequality and the societal injustice needs to stop," explained. "But by the same token, we are hanging our hat on a Marxist group who are looking to defund the police. They're looking to use societal unrest and racial unrest to push their own political agenda, and that's not what Black people are. We're not a token gesture or thing to hang your movement on just because it's what's powerful and it's what's going on at the moment," he declared, expressing sympathy for white players who feel they have to kneel to BLM or else be branded racist. Black Lives Matter was previously branded a dangerous Marxist organization hell-bent on anarchy by Brexit champion and Reform UK party leader Nigel Farage, among others. Taylor has spoken out against the political correctness and constantly shifting terminology around race before, complaining about the already modern term mixed race, which he grew up with, being cancelled in favor of dual heritage. "You have some people saying you can't say black. You can't say mixed race because it's now dual heritage. No, no. I'm mixed race. My mum is white and my dad is black," he said. "He's black, not colored. My mum is white, not, I don't know, beige. The problem is the words we use and which words we can use. We get told you can't say certain words so often. I don't want to be called dual heritage," he insisted. "Are we going the same way as people choosing their pronouns? Saying I don't want to be called he or him, I want to be it or they or them. Are we maybe missing the point?" Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.